SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Special counsel Robert Hur testifying before the House Judiciary Committee says his investigation into the handling of classified documents by the President Biden, he says he has no qualms about testing Biden's memory.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe.
And he says his report was balanced.
I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the attorney general my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
Hur concluded that Biden should not face criminal charges over his mishandling of the documents. Meanwhile, both President Biden and former President Donald Trump have clinched their respective nominations. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia says Ukraine launching a wave of long-range drones against targets deep into the country. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Kyiv's increasingly bold attacks behind the 930-mile front line are coinciding with Russia's presidential election. Also on Tuesday, soldiers who Kyiv officials say are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine have reportedly crossed the border into Russia, as they have several times during the war. Russia says it's beaten back attempted incursions like this, but it wasn't possible to verify either side's claims. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Politicians across Haiti scrambling for power, that after Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced that he would resign once a transitional presidential council has been created. This is SRN News. Well, several GOP-controlled states are taking steps to clarify their abortion bans.
In South Dakota, lawmakers want to create a video in which medical experts and the state's attorneys would explain to doctors and patients when abortions can be legally performed. The measure was passed last month and is now awaiting the signature of Republican Governor Kristi Noem. Oklahoma and Kentucky are also taking steps to clarify their abortion bans, though in both states, the attorneys general, not physicians, are the ones dictating the terms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A court hearing set for late July in the fight between Disney and the Florida governor's appointees over control of the Walt Disney World government. Disney claims Ron DeSantis and his appointees took over the district, that in retaliation for the company opposing Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. This is SRN News. Officials say that a man visiting the Florida Everglades was bitten by a crocodile.
A 68-year-old man whose sailboat capsized while he was visiting the Florida Everglades fell off the boat and tried to swim to shore, but witnesses saw him go under the water. A crocodile found him and bit him, say officials. Park rangers arrived and treated a cut on the man's leg. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. This happened Sunday afternoon at the Flamingo Marina in Everglades National Park. The Everglades is one of the largest wetlands in the world. I'm Rita Foley.
Quite a day on Wall Street Tuesday. Dow Industrials gained 235 points for the session. S&P 500 was up 57, still well above the 5,000 mark. And NASDAQ was ahead 246. More details at srnnews.com.